that's Diffident Tilbrook, a new album from them, which, strangely enough, is just called Diffident Tilbrook, and it's called Tears for Attention, that track. And we started with Peter Gabriel and a song called DIY. Totally live from the North Sea on 963 kilohertz. This is Caroline 319. Now you can speak.
What does DIY mean?
Do it yourself.
Oh. I see.
Time for the Knock Deep Tea Party. I'm going to cancel that one.
No, you can't.
It's unfair.
This is called equal time. Now, what you have to do is play the national anthem for England on the saxophone.
Next year, maybe. Okay, here we go. This is the next best thing to it. Little bit of lunacy there, film of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band and Cool Britannia as opposed to Rule Britannia. Let's explain what this is all about. It's the 4th of July, which for some reason or other is celebrated. I'm not sure whether it's celebrated on the east of the Atlantic or the west of the Atlantic, because some people celebrate getting rid of them and other people celebrate getting away from them. I'll leave it down to Blake to explain.
We didn't do bad for a bunch of criminals, did we?
I thought it was the Aussies that were criminals. Let's not be racist. Okay, right, we've both fired our first salvos. It's a musical battle for the next 4 hours with a little bit of love thrown in on Caroline.
The next 4 hours?
No. Did I say the next 4 hours? Next half an hour.
Yeah, next half hour. I would like to start off with something that really represents America. Boy, this mic sounds bad.
Not the microphone.
With something that represents the States quite well, from a gentleman who was born in the USA. This is Bruce Springsteen and a song called Independence Day.
He's all right, I suppose.
You are too, somewhere else.
Thank you.
See why we call him the boss. That's Bruce Springsteen in Independence Day.
Is he finished?
Yeah, he's finished.
He will be very soon, I can assure you.
You know, I'll tell you, I just spoke to someone down below who is very anti-American and said, well, why don't you just go back to the States? Why don't you go back? I won't tell you the other option, but...
why don't you?
I mean, that was really the wrong thing to say today, because I am a bit spirited.
Literally. I've got the bottle here to prove it.
That's true.
Unfortunately,
What's it doing in there?
It's something from Kentucky.
Oh, and I don't, unfortunately. I don't like
touch it. I'll put it to one side, actually. I prefer to stick with the good old beer.
Okay, I dare you to top that.
Top it. The title of the album that the next track comes from tops it, because this is how we got rid of you. The album's called Selling England by the Pound. And I know what I like in my wardrobe. And it certainly ain't Yanks.
You wouldn't find any Yanks in there. They all came from Britain, if
They're
you remember.
They're in the closet, aren't they?
Started with David Bowie and Elton John.
It's Genesis.
It's 1 o'clock and time for lunch.
Him, he's just a Yank. You can tell him by the way he looks. That's Genesis.
And Britain is also responsible for people like Marilyn and Boy George, who...
Now, let's not get personal.
Okay.
It's your turn. I've been cheating. I know what he's got on the turntable. I'm not going to say anything, though.
Well, I come from a land where things are really big, and I'm not talking about Dolly Parton. Certain styles of music are pretty big.
Stop bragging.
She's American, too, isn't she?
can you follow that?
That's making a mountain out of a molehill.
I'll tell you something. Blake's been out on the deck today. It's been a nice sunny day out here, and he's got rather suntanned on a certain part of his body. Joins his head to the rest of his torso. Makes him a bit of a redneck, I think.
Yeah, there you go. I come from Arizona. That's where men are men, women are few, and the sheep are nervous.
And they don't wear string vests and Wellington boots.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're hard.